time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio
history.
Forever and ever, if not longer.
That's true.
Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon,
in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-room.
This segment is in the tiki 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 room.
I think I just got that song out of my head. Now it's back in there again.
Hey.
Oh, man, really?
Isn't it true that
it's a small world?
Oh, God. That one gets me sick. Isn't it true that everyone is truly a kid at heart?
No.
Yes, it's true.
Not me.
It's safe to say, oh, grumpy one.
I'm a curmudgeon at heart.
That at one time or another, grumpy people, and most people, have been to Disney World, either by themselves with their children or possibly with their grandchildren. And that's the most fun, seeing those kids really, their eyes just wide and shocked that they see all these things. I went with the grandkids once and it was fun.
Just to refresh your memory, we went there on our honeymoon, dear.
I know.
Control your enthusiasm.
I like. Oh, funny.
Go on.
There are a few classic attractions that everyone remembers, either good or bad.
By classic, you mean annoying?
Some, maybe. One is that boat ride with those cute little dolls from all over the world incessantly singing. It's a small world. Yeah, it took us several years to get that nauseating song out of our heads, and he still sings it. Another is the Haunted Mansion, where a holographic ghost suddenly appears sitting next to you. Our grandson, Henrik, is now in therapy for it.
That did scare the snot out of him, didn't it? Whoa. Oh.
Our personal favorite is a tropical room where statues on the wall start chanting, the flowers are talking, and the little birds sing in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
And they never stop singing that.
They squawk. In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room. Okay, this memory came rushing back to us when we walked into the Breakers Tiki Bar in Crystal Lake.
The decor of this restaurant features a bamboo ceiling, sea creatures on the wall that don't talk.
They don't. They don't sing. They don't talk. They don't do anything.
And a giant tiki god by the bar.
Yeah, so it can tell you how many Mai Tais you have. Probably.
We're not sure if he talks or not. We don't know.
No. He hasn't said anything when we were there.
It may sound tacky, but somehow it works.
I know.
Also, we have to tell our listeners that don't be intimidated when you pull up to the place.
Oh, yeah.
It looks, how can we put it?
Tiki-tacky.
But trust us. Listen to what we're going to say, and you'll be surprised.
Exactly. That's why we didn't go for years. The stars of most Chinese restaurants are the appetizers.
Of course.
We all love appetizers at Chinese restaurants.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking certain restaurants have different appetizers than other ones. One time we went to one, and it was like shrimp toast. I haven't had shrimp toast in so many years. That is so old school.
I know.
You know, so they have all different kinds, you know.
You know what's the best thing, too, is sometimes you go crazy and you order from a Chinese place and you order all appetizers.
Yeah, like the poo-poo platter.
Whatever happened to the poo-poo platter?
Poo-poo platter pooped out and now it's called the po-po platter.
Oh.
They don't want to say poo-poo anymore. They poo-pooed it. Oh, God. Okay. Jim and I ordered an egg roll for $2.49 for each of us. These were hand-rolled with a blend of chicken, pork, and veggies. We also ordered wontons for $4.49, and these were 6 traditional chicken and shrimp wontons. Jim's favorite was the egg roll. Mine was the wontons.
And I'll tell you why my favorite was the egg roll.
Why?
Because it was fried real crispy, but they also cut it open. So you could pour like any, soy sauce or any of that.
Sweet and sour or the mustard that kills me.
On top of it.
Yeah, that kills me every time. That mustard sauce, they told me how to do it at one restaurant. Don't breathe in whatever you do when you start to take and chew it, because if you inhale it, whoa. But then my sinuses are cleared up for the day,
You're sitting there going, this is so good.
It is, and then I put more on for the next one.
I'm looking at you like, really? As long as you're enjoying it.
They both were crispy, not greasy, and were tiki-licious.
No. Okay, enough of that. When we were deciding on our entrees, our waiter, Danny, brought over a complimentary bowl of chow mein noodles for us to munch on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your favorite.
Not favorite, but I really like them. My mom used to make her version of Chinese chop suey, which is just some watery gravy type thing. It wasn't even thick, and brown steak that she fried. And then she put it on rice, and then we had the chow mein noodles. I like those.
Well, remember you used to be able to buy, I don't know if they still sell it. Remember Chongqing Chinese food? It was in a can. On the bottom was like the beef and the sauce and whatever you want to. And on the top was a little can of chow mein noodles.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I never ate canned food like that.
I grew up on canned food.
I only grew up on Chef Boyardee's ravioli in the summertime.
I used to love those, too. And this is what prepared me for being a food critic.
Me too, with Chef Boyardee.
Between the canned Chongqing and the canned little ravioli-os or whatever the heck
and
they
spaghetti-os.
Were. Spaghetti-os. You know, it refines your palate.
And what about the one thing that you really love was your Hungry Man TV dinners?
Oh, I don't even go there.
I know.
That was so delicious.
Go on. That's me.
It's your turn.
It's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Jim.
It's the red on the script. That means it's your turn.
Jim decided on the Mongolian beef for $16.49. This was slices of beef stir-fried with onions and scallions in peppered onion and garlic sauce. Our waiter recommended that he should order it spicy, and Jim went along with Danny's suggestion. What arrived was a giant covered platter heaping with the most delicious Chinese food he's ever had. The entree comes with white steamed rice.
Honest to goodness, that plate that they gave you is huge. It is. It's on a pedestal, like it's a big giant bowl with this metal cover on
the
top.
The cloche or whatever.
Ooh, aren't we foofy?
Covering it.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm a professional.
A cloche?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Aren't you impressed?
Your language skills always impress me.
Was it supposed to be clotch?
I don't know.
Clotchy? Because it's C-L-O-C-H-E. Clotchy?
That's it. Perfect.
Okay. I thought I was being good by saying cloche.
Nancy wanted one of her favorite Chinese dishes, which is one of the two dishes that she has that she'll ever eat.
Mm-hmm.
This one was shrimp kung pao for $13.49.
No, I beg to differ.
What's that?
I like orange chicken, orange beef. I like kung pao. I like yours, Mongolian beef. So there's quite a few that I like.
Okay.
And I like Empress shrimp. There's a lot that I like.
Okay.
Don't poo-poo me. Or you get no poo-poo platter.
Whatever happened to that poo-poo platter? Anyway, this was shrimp, red and green peppers, celery, onions, and peanuts sautéed in a spicy garlic chili sauce.
Mm.
Hers was also served in the same cloche-covered platter. How's that?
Are you sure it's cloche or it's not clotchy?
Or clotchy-covered platter, which keeps your food hot until the bitter end. This entree also comes with white steamed rice.
Mm-hmm.
She said they took an average Chinese dish and elevated it to a new level.
Yeah, it's the best kung pao ever.
Ever.
Ever. And what makes it, and I'm going to probably say it in my take, because I haven't had kung pao with celery in it. And something about that celery taste in it, too, makes it perfect.
I'm going to taste for Chinese.
I know. My mouth is watery now. Dining duo tip. They are not on the menu, but ask your server for a full order of ding noodles for $4. These are egg noodles, thinner than angel hair pasta, and wok fried with scallions on top. If you like noodles, you'll love these. Again, thank you, Danny, for the recommendation.
Seriously, give me a couple egg rolls, a whole bunch of these ding noodles. I'm a happy camper.
Oh, give me egg rolls, because I do like their egg rolls. Give me my wontons, because I do love their wontons. Give me the ding egg noodles. I wish they would have shrimp toast.
Okay, I'm calling a Chinese place
God,
right
I'm
now.
Drooling.
I can't take it anymore. Okay, our dinner was over, and now comes a barrage of little Chinese boxes to take our leftovers home.
We had a lot of them.
Believe me, we did. Nancy won't be cooking tomorrow or the next day or the next day. No. Since we have enough leftovers for another full meal, we did.
We did. Yeah. And then some. I mean, I was throwing away a little bit of my vegetables and my stuff. I just ate the shrimp out of it then.
Now, how's this for old school? Along with your bill, everyone gets an almond cookie.
I know.
And a fortune cookie.
I know. They have the best almond cookies there.
You're hungry, aren't you?
Yeah, we haven't eaten yet. And all we're doing is talking about my favorite Chinese food.
Our fortune bread. If the tiki gods are talking, you've had too many Mai Tais.
Oh, yeah, the tiki gods. Booyah, 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 booyah.
What?
Wait, they talk that.
That's your impression of a tiki god.
Yeah. What is your impression of a tiki god, Smarty Pants?
Pretty much the same thing.
Okay. The price for an incredible Chinese meal was $50.77. Revisiting the Tiki Room, priceless.
I am Tongarua, father of all gods and goddesses.
Now that's a tiki god.
Yeah, but I
don't have...
Well, I kind of do, don't I?
I am the tiki god Nancy of everyone in Chinese land.
Send your emails to...
Okay.
To sum it up, don't let the restaurant's outside appearance fool you. No. We're sure that after one visit, it will become your favorite Chinese restaurant.
Just good. Like it did ours. And we're kicking ourselves for not trying it as soon as we moved in to our new home out here. For your information, this restaurant is closed on Monday and Tuesdays. And opens at 4 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday.
Ooh.
I know. I wish they were open for lunch.
Ooh.
They shouldn't be closed for 2 days. They should be open every day. Breaker's Tiki Bar is not totally handicap accessible, though. There's little bumps, and it's kind of narrow to get into the one door and then get into the other door. So.
Yeah, well. Can't win them all.
But you could probably... In the summertime, you can go sit outside.
They do have a area out back.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I think they even have...
entertainment, too, sometimes.
Yes, they do.
I think it's on Friday nights. And we were on Friday night, and they did have some guy coming out. It was coming in.
That was past our bedtime, though.
Okay, what's your take, my love?
I'm so glad you asked. I don't know what's in Chinese food, and I don't want to know. But whatever it is, it makes you want to want it all over again, especially from Breakers.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Toots?
The celery is what makes the Kung Pao dish memorable. I also have to have it again, and I will tomorrow with all of our leftovers.
Mm. Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Breakers Tiki Bar, 7728 US 14 or Northwest Highway, Crystal Lake 60012. Phone number is 815-459-9860. Website, www.breakerstiki.com.
Please.
Directions, you take Route 47 North to Route 176. east to Route 14, west to restaurant, till you hear the tiki bird sing.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
And the estimated travel time is 21 minutes to get to your tiki-tiki-tiki room.
Oh, my goodness. Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 on your FM dial.
We put you in WHRU. Don't forget it. So, my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me see.
Mail's in.
Thank you, Morticia. Appreciate that. Yes, we did. We got a letter from Dorothy, and she recommended El Niagara in Woodstock.
Dorothy?
Yeah.
And the Good Witch, too?
I don't know about the
Glinda?
Good Witch. I don't know about that.
Oh, just Dorothy? Okay.
Just Dorothy. El Niagara. Yeah.
Yeah, we go there.
We've been there. They used to have that one over here, which closed.
Used to be Looms for that.
Yes.
It's been a lot of different restaurants.
Gotcha,
but COVID hit.
Yeah.
And that did them in.
That's a good place. We like it. We'll probably go there again.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
But we've reviewed it before, and she didn't know it. She must be new into the Huntley area.
Well, then we'll do it again.
We just did it more recent, a couple years ago. We can't do it again.
Sure we can.
We got more restaurants to see and do.
Okay. Anyway, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
What you're a cooking for Vittles, Ray? What you're a cooking for Vittles, Ray? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Okay, Granny, take a peek in your pot.
I'm gonna take a peek in my pot.
And here's our own cooking granny, Granny Nancy. And she's gonna, what are you gonna talk about today?
I'm gonna tell you that you got, the barbecuing is not just for meats.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No,
you could do a lot more on a barbecue than just meat.
Men cook meat on barbecue.
Well, women's going to cook better stuff. So that's what we're talking about. What can be cooked on a barbecue other than meat?
Are all these plant-based?
No. There's nothing better than a barbecue on a warm summer's day. But eating burgers every day might get a bit repetitive.
Never.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be very good for you.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So use these summer barbecue ideas of what can be cooked on a barbecue other than meat to switch up your barbecue menu. And you take Lipitor and you want it to work because you want to get your money's worth out of it.
Exactly.
So you just keep pushing
it. I'm not taking those pills for nothing.
Did you know you can barbecue quesadillas?
I like quesadillas.
I love quesadillas.
Go along with that.
A toasted sandwich on the Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Mexican-style quesadillas are given a lovely flavor if they're toasted on the grill. Add the filling to your flour tortillas, then grill on each side until the fillings are melted and lightly toasted. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Okay, I'll take that. Okay.
I do not personally like avocado, but people do. So I added, see how big I am? I added it in even though I don't eat it. How to barbecue avocado. Avocados are nice as a side to barbecue food and in a salad.
No, they're not.
I know, but I'm saying what they told me to say. But have you ever thought of cooking them on the barbecue? They get a lovely smoky flavor while the heat makes them nice and soft. Oh. To barbecue an avocado, simply cut the avocado in half, remove the stone, and lay flesh side down on the BBQ. Leave for around a minute, because you can't leave them very long, and remove from the heat. You can add lemon juice and salt and pepper for extra flavor. How do you barbecue potato wedges? Wedges are the perfect side for your burger. But they don't need to miss out on the barbecue fun. The flame-grilled wedges will be full of flavor and nice and crispy. You need to slice the wedges or chips thinner than you would do usually, around half inch, you think?
Yeah.
While cooking them, this is so they cook all the way through. Parboil them until soft, then drizzle with oil and place on the barbie. They should cook relatively quickly, but you may need to have a wedge or two just to check it out, of course, because you're the cook. You've got to test it.
That does sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I like, after it comes off, to put a little bit of Parmesan, shake it on. How to barbecue lettuce. Now,
oh, please.
Please. I'm sorry. I have had it, and I do like it. Lettuce, bear with us. When thinking about what can be cooked on a barbecue, lettuce probably doesn't spring to your mind. However, cooking the whole romaine lettuce on the barbie is actually quite tasty. Think of it like a griddled salad, and you'll get used to the idea.
No, never.
You take it, cut it in half. You should drizzle it with a little olive oil and pop it on the grill. Cook both sides until slightly charred. And boy, it does have good flavor. I don't know what it does, but it really makes the lettuce taste good.
Okay.
I've had a Caesar salad like that. It's really good. Did you know you can barbecue bananas?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
You've probably seen people grilling bananas before, but have you ever actually done it? It's really easy. Simply slice the banana skin lengthwise on one side and allow it to open slightly. Place the banana split side up on the barbecue. Leave to cook for a few minutes until the banana is soft and mushy and can be scooped from the skin. The outside of the banana may look charred, but it will be lovely and sweet on the inside. You can add chocolate and let it melt or lots of other naughty treats to turn it into a banana split.
Now you got me.
Yes.
Now you got me on that one. Okay.
Doesn't it make your mouth just...
Okay. That actually sounds good.
I know.
Wow.
We have to try that sometime.
Hmm.
Maybe you could put it in our fire. Nah, it'll really be bad.
Yeah, no.
How do you barbecue pineapples? Pineapples barbecued are really good.
Yes, they are good.
When we go to these Brazilian restaurants, I always ask for more pineapple. Super sweet and full of flavor, pineapples aren't just to be enjoyed raw. It's delicious, slightly grilled, as its natural sweetness gets caramelized.
Mm.
If using a whole pineapple, prepare into rings or thin slices. If using tinned, drain and select sizable pieces of pineapple to use. Sizable because it'll go through the grill grates.
Duh.
Sprinkle with brown sugar and place on the barbecue. You can use skewers if you want to keep them in place, but that makes your pineapple taste wonderful.
Okay, you got me with those last two.
I'm done.
That's what we eat. The very best.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon in the ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky room.
Ticket,
ticket, ticket, ticket, ticket room, then the ticket, 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 ticket room.
you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.